This is the Mighty 790 KFGO, 10 minutes now past 9, and Bob Harris here along with Scott Sorman. Nighttime Live continues, as promised, Someday Heroes in the house.
Yo!
And Sky joins us right now here on KFGO. It's a little bit different makeup since the last time we chatted. A little bit different makeup. We've lost one band member that you had an association with for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And we've got three new gentlemen who are in here right now. And welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be back, finally.
I think the last time you were here, by the way, you couldn't sing. You were a little bit under the weather.
Under the weather. Severe sinus infection. Got my lymph nodes from my neck down to my shoulders and just wouldn't let me sing.
Man.
Yeah.
So it's much better now then? You're okay?
Much better now. Okay. Much better now. I can hit some of the notes now.
We should, when we talk about the change in the lineup, Topher, who's been with you for I don't know how long, played the keyboards, and he decided that he was going to seek other directions, huh?
Yeah. He actually has his own production company that he scores films for.
And he does.
Also, yeah, he scores films, and very, very talented and all that. And he's also doing... one of Tin Roof's productions that's going on in this coming weekend and the weekend after. And yeah, he's doing all the music for that and more power to him. So he's focusing on what he wants to do and his family, and got to respect him for that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're engaged, but he was also just recently engaged too, right? Has he married yet? I don't know.
Not until June.
Man, I mean, you know, when some of us got married, we just, you know, made like 3 months out, you know, not 3 years. But anyway, but you're engaged as well.
Yes.
And yes. Chrissy is a great gal.
Very, very perfect.
Yeah. You are a very lucky guy.
Thank you.
You really are. She is a real sweetheart.
Brownie points.
And she's listening because she brought me banana bread. They brought me banana bread that Chrissy made, so...
I buy her a KitchenAid mixer, and I get all sorts of goodies. I love it.
Is that what happened?
That is what happened.
You got her to bake some stuff up for you?
Yeah.
And the bank?
The trick is, gentlemen, if you want goodies, buy a KitchenAid mixer, and they magically appear. It's awesome. Scott saying no.
No.
No, what do you mean no?
No. You buy your wife or your girlfriend or either of them a mixer, especially for like Valentine's Day. You're not going to get goodies. I'm telling you. I can tell you that right now.
I had a former brother-in-law who bought a bread maker. And he was the one that made all the bread, you know? I mean, he the wife didn't touch any of it, or most of it anyway. So he wanted to do all the cooking. So anyway.
I am one of the lucky few. Buy a KitchenAid mixer and I get all sorts of things. So
super, super. Well, listen, what made, besides Topher leaving, what made the change to go to a four-man group?
Just wanting a better sound, full sound, more entertaining, and feeling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, get a few more minds cooking in the oven and bash them together and see what we get.
You guys still write, I know you were pretty much write a lot of your stuff mm-hmm. back before. You guys collaborate now, all four of you, on new music?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of writing a few. Devin has a song called Solace that he brought to the table, and we're working on that right now. We kind of put it on hold since Topher left, and we're figuring out how to become a four-man group versus five.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, Solace is there, and we're working on Been There, Done That, and a few other hits that hopefully be hits, I guess.
By the way, does it take much, you know, when you're a five-piece and you lose an instrument like the piano, does it take a lot of readjusting? I got somebody shaking his head here. But
for this guy right over here, Devin.
Okay.
It's been
Devin
have
a seat,
on
and Devin's on number four there, Scott. So so tell me about it. How does it change? What happens when you lose a piece?
To put it quite simply, there's a reason I'm a guitarist. We'll just say that.
Thank God.
Topher did 90% of all the harmonies for most of the songs that we were doing, and when he left, we had to fill that void. And we're doing a pretty good job between Noah and I, working on getting the harmonies going. Still working on Mike, slowly but surely. We'll get him there. We'll get him there. But that's been the biggest, I think, hurdle for us, is working on the harmonies and also just trying to pick up the slack with what we lack now in keyboard and try and do all that on guitar or just omit it entirely.
Like he said, thank God he's a guitar player.
Well, let's go around the horn. And your name is Devin, you said?
Yes, Devin.
And tell me about your musical background. What bands have you been with?
Been with a number of local bands, none that really done a whole lot around here. Musical background, just been playing guitar for a long, long time. Love it. Will always play it for the rest of my life. So met a couple of these guys, and then one day they said, hey, do you want to be in a band? And I said, sure. So here we are.
Super. Okay. And let's see here. Go around the horn here. You are?
Noah.
Noah? Okay. And Noah, what are you playing for the band?
I play bass and do some harmonies and backup vocals, and I think I sing all over Johnny Cash now.
That's about, yeah.
So you guys all share the vocals, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You're kind of a clean-cut looking guy compared to the rest of these folks. What happened there?
Well, I mean, one of us has to, front the band money. And
balance, my friend.
Our corporate
balance.
Image.
Yeah, I'm the corporate image of the band. So, take care of the paperwork.
The calendar boy.
So bass has been your main instrument the entire time? You play anything else?
Yep. I play guitar, too. Trying to learn guitar, but I've been trying to do that for 3 years now.
So. A lot of people don't realize how important a bass is to a group.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you have to be,
I know when,
you're pretty crucial.
Yep. I know when the guys played Pickled Parrot, it was probably a couple of months ago, I wasn't able to make it. I had a wedding out of town, and they all kind of looked at each other when I got back and was like, we can definitely tell you're gone.
Yeah. You're never allowed to leave again. That's what it comes down to.
Well, how does that work? Did you have to find a sub for that night?
Actually, Topher filled in on the bass keys.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He played two instruments in one night.
So that was good for him.
He said his left hand hated me.
Yeah.
And the last member of the group, you are?
I'm Mike.
Mike?
Drums and percussion. So.
Okay. Now, you look like a drummer, to be honest.
I walk into a music store and they can pretty much guess right off the bat.
So tell me about your length of playing. How long have you been playing the drums?
I started playing drums in middle school, and then I took a small break out of college and then started getting back into it with these guys here. So,
were you in bands before?
Not really. Bands in high school and whatnot, but nothing for a couple of years before this, and decided it was like, I either got to get back into it or just sell everything.
No, I forgot to ask you, were you in any groups before this?
Yep. I was in a couple of different high school bands, but took a 4 or 5 year hiatus before I met Sky and Topher and joined up with them.
We heard in my day, you were called a garage band if you're your local band. You guys ever play in a garage when you rehearse?
That's exactly all where we time. Rehearse in Noah's garage.
So. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We only got one noise violation, so.
So sorry. So
the cops came. The cops came. We opened the door, and we're like, oh, hi, how are you? And they're like, oh, you guys are kind of being a little loud. And it ended up with us giving them cards, our business cards, and laughing with them and talking with them. So I'm sure it ticked off the person who called them in.
You get one of your window transfers?
I should have.
We'll talk about that in a second or two here. 9:18 is our time here at the Mighty 790 KFGO. I was wondering, maybe we should do a little song here before we go to our first break. What do you think?
Yeah, we might as well.
Is this now, awesome. Now, this is an original you were talking about here, composition?
Yeah, this is an original. Yep, everything that we're going to perform tonight will be an original. So
okay. See, now, I wish folks could see this, but because a lot of folks are wondering, how in the world do you tune these guitars? And I'm looking at your guitar right now, and you've actually got like a tuner right on, embedded in the guitar, so it can tell when you're right on?
Yep, built-in guitar, and when you hit it, it'll... A built-in tuner. Built-in guitar. Did I say built-in guitar? Wow, tuning and talking are not my friends together. No, built-in tuner, and it... It's really nice. You click it, and it'll turn off the guitar to the amp.
Because I know some guys, they have it on the floor, and they just hit the pedal.
Yeah, that's what Noah has, so.
Ah, well, that's cool. So, okay, we're ready, I think. What's the name of the song?
This one is called Perfect For You.
Perfect For You.
Yeah.
And they're going to be at the Pickled Parrot this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Someday Heroes on KFGO.
All right. Remember
out. You were sitting at a party and you knew everybody, but I felt left out. You were there, not a care in the world. You were acting naughty, that's all you cared about. Oh yeah, that's all you seemed to care about. Oh, cause I've tried, oh, I tried, oh, I tried, oh, I tried to be perfect for you. Oh, it doesn't matter what I do. Woo! Yeah. Laying down in the living room, heat goes out, what's left to do? Start to put my arms around you, push me away like I'm some kind of fool. Ooh, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Oh, cause I've tried, oh, I tried, oh, I tried, oh, I tried to be perfect for you. Yeah, it doesn't matter what I do. And you always knew you were beautiful. It didn't help I told you to. I was always less than cool. It didn't help you told me to. You drew the line in the sand, had to pull to show my hand. Said I never understand what we could be. But I tried, oh I tried, oh I tried, oh I tried to be perfect for you. Oh, it doesn't matter now. I've realized, oh, I've realized, oh, I've realized, oh, I've realized I didn't have to be perfect for you. Cause you didn't want me to. No, it doesn't matter what I do. You never wanted me to.
Someday Heroes here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're coming up on 9:23. Going to take a brief break. We got news coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then don't forget CBS at the top of the hour. But the band is here for the full hour here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 9:25, our time here at KFGO. We're running a little behind as far as my timing is for the music is concerned. And I promise that the folks that we're going to get four songs in tonight from Someday Heroes. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about your name change a while back, because people are always interested in that, and it just drives me kind of buggy that that happened. But anyway, I'll tell you about that in a second here. But Someday Heroes comes from where?
Someday Heroes, where does it come from? It came from a brainstorm session, and we were thinking we wanted something heroes, and we just brainstormed and found out Someday Heroes was... It just clicked.
And it wasn't copyrighted anywhere?
Nowhere. 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 That's what happened with our last name. And thank the Lord it's not.
Well, we'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. But I want to hear one more song here before we do news. What do you got for
Alrighty,
us?
We got a song called Keeper.
Keeper.
Yeah.
Keeper. Let's get right back to Someday Heroes here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
All the way back to that night. Do you feel the same things that I do? And in the same way, I think I like you do. I like how you do your hair. I like you think that you're on TV. I like how your face contorts every time you're mad at me. I like how you brush your teeth and how you park your car. I gotta tell you something so far. You're a keeper. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's alright if you don't agree with every little thing I say. It's fine to me. It's okay to wear what you want. I like it, cause you're the bomb diggity.
I like how you sold the fridge. You try to keep everything color-coded. I like those baggy clothes. I won't tell nobody knows. I like how you wear your hat and how you pluck at my guitar. I gotta tell you something so far. You're a keeper. I like how you do your hair, I like you think that you're on TV. I like how your face contorts every time you're mad at me. I like how you brush your teeth and how you park your car. I gotta tell you something so far. You're a keeper. You're a keeper. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're a keeper. Keeper.
You're a keeper. Someday heroes here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We'll have to figure this out, guys, but I just posted this on my Facebook page.
Awesome.
And we'll have to get that on yours as well.
There we go.
Photograph the guys in studio. It's not the best picture, but I mean, it's we show the folks what's happening here.
There we go.
It's a happening scene, man, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. So anyway, we're coming up on 9:30. We're going to take a brief news break with Scott Sorb, and then we'll be back with more with Someday Heroes, talk about the name change, about the decals, about their gig coming up this weekend over at the Pickled Parrot, and much, much more. Someday Heroes, our special guest tonight here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. All right. I'm getting crap because I turned a light on during a song. I took a picture of the guys, and I put it on the Facebook page, and I just didn't have enough light. I've got this real crappy phone that still has a rotary dial on it,
yeah.
And I had to get some more light shining on the guys in order to take a good picture.
No, I was just giving you a hard time because you never turn on more lights for musicians.
I would rather never. Turn
no,
them
we
on.
Like less light. You yes. turned on the light. We almost dropped our instruments and skedaddle like cockroaches.
Hold on a second, guys.
Skedaddle like cockroaches. That's great. Oh,
yeah,
that's
much better.
A lot
all right,
better.
Man.
It's more natural now.
Oh. So if they come on again, they come on again. I'm taking another picture. Someday Heroes, our special guest here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. They're going to be at the Pickled Parrot. Is this kind of unusual to do a two gig back to back at one venue?
No, actually, at the Pickled Parrot, they book us back to back, and they've been booking us back to back for, gosh, almost a year now. So that's about one of the only venues that like to do back to back. A lot of the other ones, they like to get a couple bands in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It's kind of nice, leave our stuff there and we don't have to go back the next day. And
I have to say it's a neat stage, but I have to say that it's also one of the probably the better acoustic places to play in town.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. It's also like you said, it's a very fun stage. There's a lot of places to jump up on, jump off of. I mean, if you've seen one of our shows.
You guys jump on and off of
we
stuff?
We jump on and off of stuff. I've walked over audience members before. I have. I'd be playing a song that I don't have to sing for, that I can get off stage and let one of the other guys sing. And I'm never on stage when I don't have to sing. I'm off. I'm sitting on people's laps. I'm walking over people on their seats. And heck yeah.
Wow. I have to ask you, because I did see a picture on your Facebook page, the Someday Hero page, or maybe it was Chrissy's page. But does Chrissy get up there and sing with you?
Yeah. Yeah, she
does,
actually
huh?
went up. We do a cover of Monsters and Men, Little Talks,
uh-huh.
And she does an amazing job on the vocals on that one. And it's so fun to get her up there. We're trying to get her up there a little bit more, but, you know, baby steps.
Will she be there this Friday and Saturday?
She'll be there, I think, on Saturday. She has work, and she just started school, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think she'll be there Saturday night.
I'd be interested in seeing that. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We talked about the name change. You were mm-hmm. once known as Third in Maine.
Yes. Yes, we were.
And for some reason, you wanted to go to play in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if we ever had to.
And what happened?
There is a jazz group out there that has the name trademarked already. And granted, they had Third and Maine, like A-N-D, and we had Third Ampersand Maine, but it's the same name. And we didn't want any confusion. We didn't want him coming after us.
What are the odds?
I know.
That that would ever happen.
I know.
I mean, Third and Main is not really your normal. I mean, it's not your deepest title for a group, you know,
yeah.
A name for a band.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We thought we stumbled upon gold, and we were like, heck yeah, let's get merchandise and let's do all this. Thank God we didn't, because that would have been awkward.
Because it really was the perfect name, because there is no Third and Main in either Fargo or Moorhead.
No,
right?
There's not. Yeah, you'd be in the Frying Pan parking lot.
Frying Pan parking lot, or deep into, what was that? What's the place there? It's what's 4th Street, as soon as you get across.
Yep, so right across.
The old Kirby's, right, you'll be in the old, yeah, Kirby's building there somewhere. So, or the smoke shop that was across the street. I hear there's a bread company or something coming.
Yeah, I've never heard of musicians hanging out at the Frying Pan in Moorhead.
Till all hours of the morning. So, when you decided to go with the band to add these guys, was that a big decision for you?
It's something we've always wanted to do, and we strived to get it, and we've always just planned on it, but we just couldn't get the ball rolling. And then all of a sudden, we're at Bar 9, and we're like, gosh, we're looking for a bass player. And Noah's, he's there with a bunch of his friends, and he goes, I play bass. And we're like, what? So Chrissy lined him up.
Really, Noah? Is that how you said that?
I had a few drinks. Hey, so.
Yeah, say it how you'd say it. I mean...
Well, I mean, I play bass.
See? I wasn't lying.
So then you have tryouts then? I mean, does it come over and play for you? Do you say, yeah, you can play bass?
Yeah, we sat and we jammed for a little bit, and we went, yeah, this guy can work. Same with Mike and Devin, and they came over, and actually Mike's girlfriend, she actually introduced him to the band and said, well, my boyfriend can play drums. And we're like, oh, sweet, bring him over.
We need a drummer.
And then Devin, he was Chrissy's boss. So, yeah.
Because have you been in on this show before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you with who?
With these guys.
With these guys.
Yep.
Okay. Because were you in that night when you didn't sing? You had the CD, right? That's what I thought. Because I know your face looked familiar. Yeah, very much so. 9:20, make that 9:43. I want to get two more songs in here before the night is done, because I know you guys said you're coming in, you're loaded for bear, you got four songs to do. So let's do another one, then we're going to talk about the window decals for the folks when they come over to the Pickled Parrot coming up this weekend, shall we?
All right.
So we're going to get set up here and get ready for yet another tune here, another original, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Because you said they're all originals.
They're all originals.
You wouldn't
tonight.
Lie to me, would you?
No, okay. No, never.
Very
Stop
good.
Badgering never. The guest, Bob. Stop badgering the guest.
Can't you tell I'm stretching so that everybody can get set up? That's how Ed Sullivan used to do it back in the ancient days. Hold on, let's wait here. Okay. Are the boys ready? Yes, it looks like they're ready.
The bass drum ready.
Okay.
All right.
And the name of the song, once again?
This one is Hey Amy.
Hey Amy. Here is Someday Heroes on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Hey, baby. lately. Hey baby, I loved you, Amy. Hey Amy, do I look better now? Hey Amy, am I the best that you found? Hey Amy, do I look better now? Hey Amy, am I the best that you found? You were my first kiss, I was your best friend. I said I loved you and hey Amy, do I look better now? Hey Amy, yeah, am I the best that you found? And maybe you'll learn this time around. And maybe you'll know next time around. Hey Amy, do I look better now? Hey Amy, am I the best that you found? Hey Amy, do I look better now? Hey Amy, am I the best that you found? Hey Amy.
We let the good ones fade all the way out. That's my new slogan. here on the Mighty 790 KFJ, was there an Amy?
There wasn't. Well, everybody kind of has an Amy. Okay. Everybody has that one girl, and we just named her Amy, quote unquote. So, yeah, the one you want to be like, hey, we were once together. You were my number one, but you broke it off. How do I look now? Now that you have nobody, huh?
Cool, man.
So, yeah.
We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back with more of Someday Heroes. We have one more tune from the guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to Nighttime Live right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Sky, I have to ask you about the window decals. Now, this is something kind of unique. I don't think I've seen many bands that are putting those out.
Yeah, actually, one of our fans, April Frederick, she posted them on my Facebook page and was like, hey, look at what I did and look what I found for you guys. And I went, oh my gosh, where and when can we get those? And then Olsen Effects, they were like, hey, contact us and we'll get you some. And they're amazing. They're so cool.
So one, it's the Someday Heroes across, but then you have Someday Heroes with the kind of like mask in between.
Yeah, with our logo mask.
So where did that logo come from?
That actually came from Chrissy. She actually drew all of what you see, and now it's kind of what we go by.
In other words, Someday Superheroes.
Yeah, Someday almost. Superheroes almost. Yeah. Someday.
You do want to know about these guys, but they have a mask on. So anyway, so that's pretty cool then. Yeah, and they've been popular, obviously?
We actually were going to test them out. We just bought these for the first time, and we're going to give them a shot this weekend. So if you guys want decals for windows, we'll...
Who laughed at give them a shot?
That was this guy over here.
It's Devin.
And that's, you're laughing, why? Give him a shot?
Because that's the name of the next song we're going to play.
Oh. Very fair, very
good
fair.
Good.
Thank you. Unintentional pun.
Oh, well, we all have that every once in a while. It comes to us. So this is great. So have you, are you picking up a lot of dates then, too, when you got the bigger band?
Yeah, we actually, we're going to be playing the Sunflower Festival out in Enderlin, North Dakota on the 20th. And then we're in talks with the Silver Dollar Saloon and Downer and a couple other places for October. So if you go on our Facebook page, /Someday Heroes, we'll keep you posted on all the dates. So okay.
I have to ask everybody that comes in here, this is not your full-time gig.
No.
Is it?
No. Okay. Eventually. Someday.
Okay. So what do you do on the off days?
You don't have to say
where if you don't
hard.
Want to.
No, I work way too hard. I work at concrete, strand concrete. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's hard.
Devin, how about you?
I'm in IT.
MIT?
In IT.
Oh, MIT.
Where I work in IT.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. How about you, Noah?
I'm a systems administrator in IT.
Oh, really? So you guys work together?
No.
Different companies.
Just like mine.
Okay, I'm confused. Never mind. And I forgot. How about you?
I work for a contract company for Microsoft.
Wow.
All of them with computer stuff.
We got a bunch
I'm
of
a concrete
here today.
Worker.
You
got I'm the brick.
You're the brick while these guys are the mortar. Huh? All right. Sounds good. Also, the music, have you got CDs out now? I know last time we chatted, you brought one, I think it was like four or six songs,
yep.
Something like that. I have what's developing on that?
Yeah, we are actually working, like we said, with Solace and Been There, Done That and a couple other songs, and we're working on our full CD right now. And we do have a six-song CD out for sale that will be available at the Pickle Parrot and all of our shows as well.
That's the one you heard here last time you were here,
yep.
Right? Okay, got
them. Yep.
I made an office move. I swear it's in my office someplace, but I had made a move since the last time you were here. So I still have it, believe me. So. That's great. That's great. We have about 5 minutes to go. Do you got a song here you want to wrap up with?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have a song called Give It a Shot.
Give It a Shot?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
And when we come back here, after this song, is this, how long is this song?
I'd say about four.
Well, let's do it right now, real quick. Websites they can check you out at.
Yeah, facebook.com/somedayheroes or reverbnation.com/somedayheroes.
Okay, and the music is available how, besides going to your concerts?
You can also find them on Reverb Nation or Facebook. There's not all of them that are on the CD, but you'll get a good taste of what we do. We actually have some of our interview on that on our Facebook page and Reverb Nation as well. Yeah, you're
our
on
interview?
Our page. You're on our
Whoa,
page.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Whoa. Our interview's on his page.
We're going to have to get more money.
All right. I wanted to get that out of the way just in case. What time are the shows on Friday and Saturday?
They start at 9:30.
You all concur with that, 9:30? He had a little puzzle on his face.
Yeah.
On his face there.
Right. Yeah, 9:30. The one at Enderlin starts at 9.
Okay.
These are 9:30.
All
so.
Right. Pickle Parrot this weekend. Someday Heroes wrapping up the show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
I went out in the afternoon. Nobody knew what I was going through. Toss and turn all night, the sheets were soaking wet. I cannot get you out of my mind, yeah. But my mind keeps saying, go ahead and take it. Oh, whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. I drove my car away to the dam, trying to clear my head about being your man. Baby, we really gotta take it slow, or sooner or later it'll be a no-go. But my mind keeps saying, go ahead. Or try to go with logic and go back to bed. This would be so much easier if I wasn't in the sounds of sounding cheesier. But this feels like a train wreck, yeah. Oh, what the heck? Let's give it a shot. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.
shot. Whoa, whoa, yeah, give it a shot. Whoa, yeah, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. You bet a great audience. Good night.
Someday Heroes on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And they finished with 40 seconds yet to go here on the KFGO. So once again, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you
brought
having
a
us.
Lot of stuff in here. And I know it's going to be, you guys got a great show. You always do fantastic work. I've heard nothing but good things about you guys.
Thank you.
All around. And thank April again for putting that together.
Yes.
So they'll find out more about that when they get to the shows.
Yeah.
And you can take a look at those and also make sure you get those CDs as well. And once again, the website?
Facebook.com/SomedayHeroes or ReverbNation.com/SomedayHeroes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And when that full CD comes out, come on back, okay?
Oh, we will. Definitely.
This is the Mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. It's 10 o'clock. Good night, everybody.